It is Sunday Best live for the first time ever. Sunday Best finds itself being live. Nothing better than live radio / television / Twitch / YouTube / Twitter / wherever it is you're watching this on a Sunday morning. Or if you're listening to it as a podcast after the fact, I've got with me Ali McGovern. I have got with me Mr. John Gibbons, and I've got Lauren from Red Men TV. And I'm going to go to Lauren first because we're going to start off talking about the women getting to lift the trophy today. And Lauren is most definitely has been putting the yards in, putting the graft in for many a year. And Lauren, you must be absolutely delighted at the idea of, firstly, a Prenton Park packed to the rafters, getting to see these women get the trophy that they deserve after this fantastic season that they're putting.
Yeah, absolutely buzzing. You know, it's a day that we've all been waiting for all season. Well, two seasons, really. You know, it feels like kind of weird because we've obviously had a 2-week break since Bristol, since we, you know, clinched the trophy, and now today we get to finally see us lift it. Obviously, we've got a game of football before that as well, which kind of gets in the way. I feel like no one's really bothered about the scoreline. They just want to get to that trophy lift at the end. But yeah, it's going to be an amazing day. The sun is shining. Everyone's in a good mood. So yeah, what more can you ask for?
The sun is shining. Ali McGovern is there in the Whittle. Advanced party for us doing a recce. It is bright sunshine out of that window. On the right-hand side as we look, the left-hand side as Ali sits. And Ali, it's been a long journey, this. It's important it's enjoyed today, but it's also the significance of the achievements is put into context. Liverpool women, under controversial circumstances, were relegated, but they were relegated not least because they weren't doing very well at all. You can discuss the controversy one way or the other. From their last season, did not go as hoped. It does feel as though everyone's got a grip of what needed to happen for Liverpool women this season. And today is party time to enjoy the fact that everyone did get a grip and it's been sorted out.
Yeah, from a sporting perspective, I can totally understand the idea that we say, okay, the whole points per game thing. I mean, I think at the time I was quite robust publicly about the way in which the women's leagues were kind of just cancelled and brought to an end, which saw us relegated due to COVID. And I still feel like that is an injustice. But from a sporting perspective, of course, you have to say, like, look, that is done. That is in the past. There's nothing we can change about that. The thing that the team could address was their performances. And the thing that the team could address was the quality of the football that would get us to this point. So whilst I maintain my right to be angry about the way that women's football has been treated down the years, shall we say, I think that quite rightly the footballers put it behind them, got on with the job in hand, and today is the result of that work.